Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to
Please go.
advise you, this call is being recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I just needed to make a stop. Thank you. To make a claim.
Okay, you was calling to file a claim, is that correct?
Yes, well, yeah, I guess that's what I'm doing because, like, my job for so pretty much, like, we're gonna work tomorrow, and that's gonna be the only day that we're gonna be able to work. So, yeah, they said file unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your Social Security number?
It's 424-176024.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be 424-176024.
That's correct.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
It is Chiquita L. It may be under Collins or Holcomb. Holcomb should what it should be what it's changed to. And my date of birth is 4/10/1983.
Can you verify your mother's maiden name?
Or
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I had filed, it was around the month of August when I was terminated wrongfully, but then I never heard anything back from that either. I made a file back for the month of August. I didn't work. I went back to work September the 11th. I never heard nothing from the unemployment. And so now here in December, last week we only worked 2 days, and then this week we're only scheduled to work 1 day, which is tomorrow. So now I guess I claimed, they said that we can call it file unemployment because we're not even getting 32 hours. Like, there is only 1 day, and we're full-time employees.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yes,
I'm gonna ask you
ma'am.
some questions. Yes, ma'am. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a state ID?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your state ID number?
7036281.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 7036281.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I got a thing I can do a direct deposit.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be direct deposit. Yes, ma'am. Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
It's gonna be on the checking.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your routing number?
Just a moment, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my routing number is 041-215-663.
Okay, that's gonna be 041-215-663.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
It's 1-3-226-9994-5538.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 1-3-226-9994-5538.
That's correct.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It's 9292 Highway 431 South Owens Cross Road 35763.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-583-7400.
And what is your email address?
It's JaquitaHolcomb@gmail.com.
That's going to be JaquitaHolcomb@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.